Day 33, Passionate Pursuits. Let's turn to the scriptures. Psalm 45, verse 2. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. Psalm 45, 16 to 17. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and forever. And finally, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. As we read these scriptures, we should realize that God is passionate about our success. He does not want us to remain mediocre or average, but rather to excel and be significant. We have a false understanding of humility, believing that we should remain insignificant and unknown. But if we are connected to a great God, we should find out that our passionate pursuit of Him causes us to become partners in His greatness. In these verses, God speaks about our character and legacy of excellence. As expressed in this quote by Ingersoll, in the world of mediocrity, genius is dangerous. The church is often more comfortable with the theology of loneliness and limited profile, but God wants to give us a legacy of greatness that lasts for generations. We are called to be extravagant lovers of God who are ready to work for a king. We need to know that because of our relationship with Jesus, we carry the supernatural DNA of heaven. Although we were born ordinary, God does not want us to live ordinary lives. On April the 29th, 2011, Prince William married Kate Middleton. As I watched the moment of the future King of England marry his beautiful bride, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the privilege of being part of a kingdom. I noticed that the American media was distressed that the British press called Kate Middleton a commoner. But I realised that we understand kingdom language in the UK, and that by calling Kate a commoner, we were simply acknowledging the fact that she had no royal blood. In the same way, all of us are commoners or sinners before we surrender our lives to Jesus, and yet we have turned the head of the King of Kings, and He counts us worthy to be called His bride. Just as Kate Middleton's marriage covenant with Prince William changed her status, name and authority, so our covenant commitment to the King of Heaven changes everything. Through this covenant, we gain kingdom authority and become co-heirs with Christ. When Kate walked into Westminster Abbey, no one saluted her, but on her exit with the future king, everyone acknowledged her. She was no longer a commoner. Kate now has authority in the British royal household, and so do we in God's kingdom, once we are joined to Christ. Although a commoner by birth, it is now impossible for Kate to give birth to a commoner. She can only give birth to royal princes and princesses. In the same way, we now carry the king's word, and so we are called to make princes in the land. We no longer carry the ordinary, but the extraordinary, no longer just the natural, but the supernatural. So reflect on the greatness of these images from the royal wedding, and let God fill you with a deeper sense of wonder for what He has given to us, His bride. It is time for the church to carry her dignity and walk like a bride of the King. It is time to raise princes in the land who will lead with courage. We need to mentor the next generation into their roles of influence. We have a royal commission from heaven, and we cannot remain silent. So let us stand up boldly and passionately, pursuing excellence for our nations and the next generation. Let us come and pray. Father, thank you that you have called us to an excellent way. You have placed within us a desire to be the best and win the prize. Father, confront in my life every attitude of false humility that robs me of my dignity. Raise us up to be a people of influence and significance in our nation. Let us be the head and not the tail. Advance our leadership in society so that we can be a voice of help in times of trouble. Father, I thank you that you have passionately pursued me as your bride. Amen.